And welcome, welcome, welcome to Let's Do It Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome. As we will hear this music, and it's very familiar. Welcome to Let's Do It Radio, where you are listening to the homepage of Do It All in the Mall. If this is your first time listening, welcome. Today is Tuesday, February 23rd, 2021. This is your hostess, Ms. Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Anais Aku Designs, broadcasting from Tampa, Florida. If you have a project or business, you can bring it into Do It All in the Mall, where all of these entrepreneurs can be found on the homepage of Do It All in the Mall under the client's carousel. Sharon Fraser, cosmetic representative for Florence Robert and Color Me Beautiful and Avon, and the consulting room where you can purchase your wigs, weaves, and hair for braids and relaxers and other products. We have PayProV, publishing company owner Laquita Parks. The Asher Theater, located in Myrtle Beach, is the first black-owned theater owned by James Stevens III. Also, Wealth Think Bank owner Dr. Ralph Steele, Esquire, attorney at law, Dallas, Texas. Do It All in the Mall is a secure 24/7 online shopping mall of over 5,000 stores for all of your needs. You can shop while listening to entertainment anywhere you are. You can make a difference nationwide and worldwide. Take a tour and shop. The commercial that you hear on the show today in music, Do It All in the Mall does not own the rights. Am I going to be able to survive in the future, or what can I leave my children? We will be discussing leaving a legacy with life insurance. So please, wherever you are, Skype and join in the conversation at 845-241-9985 and get your questions answered. So please help me welcome our guest, host Avitri Crenshaw, investment specialist, the newest member out of Washington, D.C., to Let's Do It Radio, bringing wisdom and understanding to building our finances, understanding our financial welfare, and all money matters and investing. And we'll go right into what you have prepared for us. And if you need more information, please contact Savitri Crenshaw under the carousel of Do It All in the Mall for scheduling a free consultation. So welcome, 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 Savitri. How are you doing today?
I am doing great. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. So what do you have for us today? What is your topic?
So my topic is on leaving a legacy, but with life insurance. It's often a topic that we sometimes don't like to talk about, right? Because unfortunately we think of, you know, death, but it's a very necessary topic to discuss.
Okay, okay, okay. So, since it's very necessary, tell us about what we got going on today.
Well, one of the reasons I wanted to talk about it is because just a little bit of history of myself. My mom passed when I was 15, and she left behind a 15-year-old, which is myself, my sister who was 13, and a 5-day-old baby. And one of the ways that she was able to provide for us was through life insurance. And so that was my first awakening to this whole thing of life insurance. But unfortunately, upon discovering the type of life insurance she had, it was the wrong type. And had the agent educated her on term versus whole life, then we would have had five times as much insurance money for us versus what we end up getting with whole life.
So basically she was paying all this money into a policy where she could have gotten more money for the same amount that she was paying into the policy?
Absolutely. And that's precisely how it works. Whole life insurance typically is 3 to 6 times more expensive than a term policy. But you're paying for more, but you're getting less. Well, that doesn't make sense.
Not at all. And especially us as black people, we just say, okay, yes, master, just where do I sign, and that's it, because we don't know the questions to ask to get our money, what's due us, correct?
Correct, and go a little deeper with that, the way in which mm-hmm. they present the product to us is kind of manipulative, and that's why as a generation and as a community, we find that so many people in the African American, in the Blacks and Browns community, have the wrong type of life insurance, while our counterparts, they do become wealthy from life insurance. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. Even when you see and think about movies, when they die in a movie, they're getting left houses and assets, and there's so much life insurance money, and they can go to school and do all of this. But when you see African Americans mm-hmm. and they die, you see a funeral where they're passing the hat in the church and trying to scrape money together.
Can you help me pay for my funeral? They do that here in Tampa. They have the kids out here paying, trying to help pay for their mama's funeral or daddy's funeral. That's a shame. That's just a shame.
It is a shame, especially when we can pay for insurance on our cell phone. So I say it's the three C's, you know. You have cable or internet, right? So you have cable, you pay for car insurance, and you pay for your cell phone, but you don't have no life insurance.
That's kind of bad.
So what you're telling me is because it's a law, you have auto insurance. Because it's a law, you have homeowners insurance. But because you have the option, you have no insurance for you and your family.
Wow. Okay. Well, go ahead and tell us about what we got. It's like, this just boggles me, but okay.
Okay, so whole life, you pay for two things, but you get one. So you pay for what we call the cash savings, that's what they say, the cash value or the savings, right? And then the second thing you pay for is the life insurance itself, known as the death benefit or face amount, whichever one. They're used interchangeably. So those are the two things you're paying for, the savings and the death benefit. However, as it states in the contract, though you pay for two things by law, it is a law, by law, you only get one. So what will most people choose? Let's suppose they have a $15,000 whole life policy, and they have $3,000 worth of savings inside the policy. What would a person choose, the beneficiary, the $15,000 or the $3,000? Well, of course, right? Everybody would choose $15,000, the $15,000. But the question is, wait a minute, what's going on with that $3,000 that you guys said I had in my saving policy? What happens to that money? Well, by law and what's in your contract that you sign, the company, the insurance company, gets to keep the $3,000. Well, wait a minute. If you had $3,000 sitting at Bank of America, if you had $3,000 sitting at Bank of America or Wachovia or wherever, you die, your beneficiary would get that money. But life insurance, whole life insurance specifically, is the only place where it exists, and it's legal, that by law you pay for both of those benefits, but when when you die, your beneficiary has to choose between the two. We know this to be true when we think about our parents' generation or our grandparents' generation, and they paid for a policy their whole life, and then we go to cash in on this policy, and they say, oh, that policy lapsed, it's terminated. Well, what do you mean? Because see, when things got hard and they borrowed that money out of the savings, what they forgot to tell you, the agent, what they forgot to tell you is that they subtract once you have borrowed
taken out
from the death benefit. So they subtract
I didn't
that.
Mean depreciate. And I mean depleted it. I'm sorry.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. Because it eats away because the word borrow means that you got to pay that thing back.
Out.
And you got to pay it back with interest. And so that interest ate away all the cash value. And because it was the word borrow, then they subtracted it from your face amount. And so that's the thing right there.
Okay.
When it
okay.
comes to them. Now, here's the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, private insurance, when it comes to whole life, right? But before we even get to that, most people, can you believe this? Most people don't even have life insurance outside of their job. Did you know that?
Yes, I do, because I may be one of them. No,
well,
I did get some life insurance.
Yeah, like,
I did get some.
Right, how about that? But most people do not have private life insurance that they pay for outside of their job. It's crazy. And so the thing about it is when I first will sit down with someone and I ask them, oh, well, do you have life insurance? They always say, oh, yes, yes. Okay, well, tell me what type you have. And they say, oh, I have it on my job.
Okay.
So then guess what I say?
Since
you have it on your job, go get the policy for me so I can see it. Now let's think about that.
Okay, stop. Okay, stop right there because I got a question. Because when I terminated, that part there is like, okay, it's no more void, null and void or whatever it is. It's like, okay, so I've been paying on it, but yet I don't get to take it with me?
Correct.
Is that
so
true?
Let's talk about it.
What? Okay.
Yeah, let's
See,
talk about it, right? Life insurance does not work like health insurance because in most cases, the employee does not actually pay for that benefit of life insurance. It is usually a covered benefit by the employer.
My company.
It's either one times your salary or three times your salary, right? They do something like that.
That's correct. That is correct.
Right.
Thank you.
So
do y'all
then the question becomes,
do y'all
who actually... Right. So then the question becomes, who actually owns the policy? Does the employer own the policy or does the employee own the policy?
Interesting.
And so the thing about it is the employer owns the policy. So that's why when I sit down with people and I say, go get your policy from your job, by law, to show me anything.
Nothing.
Because they are not the owner of the policy.
And
in
then
fact,
they say, well, let me go see if I can find it, right?
Well, no. Then they have the kind of like a deer in a headlight look, right? Like, oh, wait, they never gave me anything.
That's what
like,
I'm saying.
Right,
that's what I'm saying.
Can.
You try to go find it, there's like nothing to find.
Yeah.
Because now that you say
exactly,
this,
and I
want to say this because now it's all coming. It's all bringing like, moment because we fill out all these things. You have your dental, like you said, your life. You have your ADD. You have your all these other things, but. And when you sign it, like you say, you know, we don't get anything. We get a copy of it. Well, here, I've been paying into this because I always make a copy of everything that I did at work. And so I say, this is what I have. But now that you're saying it, it's not actual legalities and all the legalese and the verbs and verbal nothing. It's just like paper, okay, this is how much you pay into this, $3.10. You pay $5 this. So thank you. That
right.
brings us. That sheds a big old light on a lot of things. Y'all listen to her. She's telling the truth.
Well, see,
here's
the thing about
truth.
It. They will issue what's called a policy certificate, right? Because when you have it on your job, how it works is while you have the job, you're part of the group. So that's why it's called
Correct.
Group term insurance. So the term is simple. While you have the job, mm-hmm. they give you life insurance. But if you decide mm-hmm. to leave the job or the job decides to leave you, then what do you have?
Not a thing but some paper that can be burnt.
And so that's where the challenge comes in, because a lot of people, especially when they start to get into their mid-40s and early 50s, mm-hmm. particularly when mm-hmm. they don't have private life insurance, they may run the risk of becoming uninsurable. So now they're at that age, they've developed whatever type of health challenges mm-hmm. they may have, and now they're trying to seek mm-hmm. a private insurance policy when they have these health challenges and age, because that's what life insurance is based off, those two things alone, your age and your health, meaning have you contracted COVID? I remember when COVID first started, they came out mm-hmm. and they said, okay, well, if it's been 60 days, then you can't get life insurance. Then it went to 90 days. Now I'm seeing some stuff up to 6 months. If you've had COVID 6 months ago, you have to wait because of the elements really? That are elements that are happening now with a person's
After.
Health who's had COVID. Right? So it may mm-hmm. make a person mm-hmm. uninsurable. Diabetes sometimes can make a person uninsurable, or high blood pressure, depending on how many pills you want, can make a person uninsurable, right? So these are some things that people don't necessarily think about when making mm-hmm. the decision to solely have life insurance provided by the employer. Well, this is what I ask my clients all the time. You see how they treat you, your employer. So how do you think they're going to mm-hmm. treat your family? Like, do they really want to give your family two or three or five times your pay? They're not even trying to pay you for real. So is
that
it
part.
Your responsibility? Right. Is it your responsibility or your employer's responsibility to make sure that your family still eats next week?
After you let go.
Yeah, because that's after you die, you know, and that's the thing because most people don't realize that life insurance is to protect the income. It is income replacement, because that's the most important thing that we bring into a home is income. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of times we think it's love and just all of that, right? But the reality is the only thing that's going to pay the bills is money. And so protecting that money is what's most important, and life insurance does that. And term insurance specifically does it in the most economic way.
Okay. So how long can your family survive without your income? Not long. And then the question is, then what? Well, that's a good place for us to go to commercial. I'm going to play commercial. I don't know if it's a good one, but it's good to me. Killer Brownies commercial. Listen, it is. Ooh, I saw this commercial and it's like, oh my goodness. It was looking so good. Here you go.
When you really tap into what's important to you, you're like, wow, none of this other stuff matters if this isn't important. When people think of brownies, we want them to think of us. The Killer Brownie Company is the number one selling brownie company in America. We are the brownie specialist.
Killer Brownie actually started as a product in the bakeries of Dorothy Lane Market in Dayton, Ohio. It was a triple layer gourmet brownie. It started with the original flavor, and we've continued to kind of blossom from there. When now we have several product lines.
The sweet tooth lovers around the world have created this kind of cult following, and they can't help but share it with their friends and family, and that has really helped propel our growth.
Okay, you got to see the commercial. If you can Google the commercial, if you could see these killer brownies, oh my goodness. You can find them in the stores tab under the food and drink section at Do It On The Mall, or you can type in Killer Brownies in the search bar, and you won't have to search anymore. You will either thank me or hate me for all the weight you might gain. So I want you to know that. But that was the, those commercials, those, All right. So here we go with this little, I call it a little jingle. It's called the Life Insurance Song.
Life insurance isn't an asset, not an or asset, you can bet, cause you can use it every day. Savings is the habit to acquire, the monthly habit to admire, the consistent act to desire.
Welcome back to Let's Prosper with with our guest hostess, Safitri Crenshaw. So oftentimes, families opt to get private life insurance policies. I mean, the sad reality is that we pay for insurance on our homes, cars, and even cell phones, as we have spoken about before, but do not insure anything else that we think and bring into our household. Sorry to say, it is money and not love. And so, as Sabitri had talked about before, it doesn't pay for anything. And so she's going to talk about these three C's that she was talking about before. And so if you have any questions regarding this conversation, call us at 845-241-9985 as we continue with Leaving a Legacy with Life Insurance. Go ahead, Sabitri, about whole life insurance.
I just wanted to point out some key things real quick about term insurance. Mm-hmm. So term insurance is what's called pure insurance, right? It operates very similar to homeowners insurance, where if you have a fire, then, hey, they will replace the house. Or car insurance, you have an accident, they can replace the car. So life insurance, you die, they cut a check for the face amount. Now, one of the biggest misconceptions regarding term insurance, and you often hear that by agents who primarily sell whole life insurance, is that term insurance expires. They use that word. It expires, right? Mm-hmm. And that's not necessarily the case. Term insurance operates for a period of time. You can choose that time of 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 35 years, whichever situation works best for you, right? Now, the thing about it is after that term policy is finished, the 30 years, for example, you can do what happens every 6 months with your car insurance. Your car insurance is only renewed 6 months at a time. Your homeowner's insurance is only renewed every single year, right? So these policies are operating on a six-month term, and then they decide whether or not to renew you for your car insurance. And it operates on a one-year term for our homeowner's insurance. So term insurance is familiar to us in these other areas, and it should be more familiar to us with life insurance, okay? Because term just buys you a period of time. And what that time period is for us to accumulate money. I will be the first to tell you, just a term policy by itself probably isn't the best option, right?
Okay.
But if you have a cheap term policy that covers the length of the mortgage, or typically till the children turn 25, the youngest child, right? Or maybe to age 65 for someone, at the same congruent time, you want to be investing, putting money into a mutual fund, right? At the same time, so that term policy is over, you have a choice. Do you need to renew it, or have you become what we call self-insured? So, for example, if over the 25 years, 30 years, whatever your term policy was, if you accumulated $250,000, $250,000, do you really need to renew a life insurance policy at age 65? If you're sitting on $250,000 cash, you know what I mean? And so that's the thing. It's about educating the consumer, because 25 years from now, 20 years from now, 30 years from now, whichever your situation, your mortgage will be paid off. So you don't have as much debt, and it's called the theory of decreasing responsibility. 20 years from now, the kids are grown. 20 years from now, the mortgage is paid off or almost paid off, right? 20 years from now, we're still not paying our car, right? So you don't have as many expenses. So if you did need to renew, maybe it'll be something just for the funeral, $15,000 or $25,000. But there wouldn't be a true need for you to renew a six-figure policy, right? Because the goal is for us to have accumulated cash, whether it's through a retirement account,
money,
a Roth IRA. Yeah, so we become self-insured.
Okay. Okay. Interesting.
But there are some instances where, hey, maybe somebody didn't put money away, and if they needed to renew, guess what? They could do it. So it's not that a term policy expired. You got it for 30 years, now you just pick up another one for 10 or 15, right? You just get a new one, right? Just like if you decide to switch carriers tomorrow for your car insurance, it didn't expire, it disappeared. No, you just started a new policy with another carrier.
And so how many policies can you – you can have as many policies as you want at a time, correct?
You can, but I will say this, that it's called the MIB. No, it doesn't mean Men in Black. The Medical Insurance Bureau, and the Medical Insurance Bureau is where they house all of your important medical information in one location, per se, so that if somebody is trying to obtain life insurance from this carrier, this carrier, this carrier, this carrier, kind of like an alert goes off to be like, hey, well, maybe something's going on with this person. They got some news at the doctor, you know. It's very similar to like with car insurance, or even like if you're applying for a mortgage and you'll see it show up on your credit report. Oh, they went to this lender, this lender, this lender, this lender, and they kept getting denied. So that's the same thing with the MIB. So it will be documented as you're trying to get multiple policies. And not only that, your agent is supposed to ask you if you do have outside policies, and they are supposed to obtain that information when you're wanting to get another policy.
Now, question. So, say for instance you have five kids, can you get a different policy on each child, or how do I want to say that? Yeah, say so for instance, yeah, we have five kids. And so say for instance, you want to take Prudential off on this one, you know, Home Life on this one, blah, blah, blah. So you have five. Does that make a difference, or are you supposed to have your policy and it goes to each child? Maybe I'm not asking.
No, you are. I was just letting you get it all out. So that's a really good question. I get that question a lot, actually, when it comes to kids' policy. So the first question that I would have, just as a clarifying think about, I guess, would be what's the age of the child?
Okay.
So different carriers operate differently. Some carriers, they say, an adult starts at the age of 18. Some say 21.
Okay.
Some say 23. I know for us, we're the longest in the industry. We say a child is a child until age 25.
Right.
That is correct. That's a big deal. Mm-hmm. That means that they can still ride on their parents' policy all the way up to the age of 25. So that's huge because some people have children by the time they're age 25. So they're able to be carried on their parents' policy. So the age does matter when you say child, whether they're really above age to be an adult or if they're a child. This is another thing to be mindful of when having separate policies. It's called a policy fee. So every separate policy is associated with a policy fee, which means the agent, if you have five different children with different policies, that means that the agent got five different checks instead of just having the parents on the policy and having the children as riders on that policy.
Riders.
Now, see, they don't do that because that means they only got one check instead of six, because they would have put you on a policy and then your five kids.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that meant they got six checks out of that house. Versus doing the ethical thing and putting the mom or parent on the policy and then adding the children as riders. See, that only produces them one check. That's why they don't like to do that. And so this is interesting, actually. So that's why when you think about our communities, why our grandparents would have four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, literally different policies. So they got one on every child, then they had one on every grandchild, and then they had one on the, you see what I'm saying? Instead of just having one policy with all the children riding on
underneath
the policy.
It as riding. And the reason why I asked that is because my father just passed, and I know my youngest brother, he had a policy, which he cashed out, which was, little brother, he turned 56 today, but anyway, he cashed it in and said, and it was only like not even $10 a month on a good policy. He's like, bruh, what is wrong with you? Why are you cashing it in? You know, because when we were younger, like you say, I had a policy in my name. You know, and everybody else has, like I said, five different policies. And so instead of having riders, and I don't know if it's because they didn't tell my parents, like you said, you know, boom, 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 or that's my dad was smart, so or else he understood and said, no, I want this, 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 and this, because my sister passed away early. And so, but I think, you know, like you were saying, we were riders under my dad's policy because we got, you know, a little bit of some money, you know, when he passed away. So my other brother, he's finding all these different policies that he needs to find out, cash, and figure out if they're still good. And so what happens, another question, what happens if a company folds up and you've been paying all this money into their policy and they don't contact you or anything? What happens then?
Very good question. So that is actually one of the questions on the life insurance exam. And so it's called the guaranteed insurance. We are not supposed to talk about it, but since you asked me, every state has an entity. It's a nonprofit entity that basically companies have to pay in to it. So in case to prevent the insolvency, as it's worded on the exam, of a carrier.
Okay.
So basically what they're saying is, every company has to put a little part of their profits to this company so that in the event that they do fold up and death claims are made, then, hey, can pay your policy owner.
Okay.
That's how that goes. So it's kind of like how a bank has FDIC, or for investors, it's SPIC. That's kind of what's in place for insurance companies. It's not talked about, you know, but they do have that in place for policyholders. Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. Interesting, because we found all kinds of things, you know, when my father passed. I mean, we learned a lot, and that's why I guess I have these questions and what have you. So do you mind if I play a commercial and a clip on why is term insurance better than whole life? And, you know when to say, you know, this is enough, and then we could talk about it, or how would you like to proceed?
Oh, absolutely. You just brought something to my remembrance, too, because as you were talking about your dad, of course, I thought about my mom. And so there's a website. You can do a quick Google for it, but there's a website that you can Google. I think it's missingmoney.com, actually. But you can just Google it, and you can type in your name. And there's also a website where, like, we can type in our parents' names, and it will say if they have outstanding money with an insurance carrier. And so I'll get that because just as I need the website, it has slipped away from my head. But so I'll get that to you. But one of the things that I take pride in is that our company particularly, they do daily searches of Social Security numbers. They just randomly do Social Security numbers, and they are always checking to see if our clients, you know, have died. And see, that, I'm glad you said that, because this is really critical, and this is something I try to tell my clients, because what if client John takes out life insurance with me, but maybe John, you know, is unmarried or, you know, unmarried, right, and has younger kids.
Okay.
Well, who really knows that John took out a policy with me? John knows.
Right.
Nobody else knows.
Right.
Because the beneficiaries are usually the children if they're not married. And if the children are underage, they're not going to get the money until they're at least 18. So just be more mindful as you're developing and creating wills and making those types of provisions that you, like, have somebody else that knows. They don't have to know all your business, but they need to know, hey, I have life insurance with this company, call this person. Because otherwise, how would your best friend know? Y'all don't talk about that on a Friday night at 8 o'clock. Yeah, girl, I got life insurance with this person, and call such and such when I die. I mean, people don't talk about that stuff. So then how do we know who to call to go get the money if you never told nobody?
But isn't that, I'm trying to think, don't we fill out that information as far as who the beneficiary is if it's, you know,
but it's a beneficiary. If you didn't tell the beneficiary, how does the beneficiary know? And a lot of people take out life insurance, and they do not tell the beneficiary. They'll say something like, oh, well, you know you're on my life insurance policy. But they don't tell them the policy. They don't tell them the company. They don't tell them the agent. They don't give them the agent's phone number. So all they know is, my such and such, my sister, my cousin, my uncle said that they had a policy, but I don't know who it was with.
And that is true, because we be looking like, I know I got some money out there because we talked about it, and I know it's out there.
Right.
So, but let me go ahead and play this commercial.
Mindful,
and then,
Okay, so just be mindful of that to let somebody know, you know. Like, who you have it with, who the insurance company is, and who the agent is, and a phone number.
True. Yes, that's true. Or something to give them some type of information, like, okay. Because I was thinking about that. I have three storage units. Who's going to know to look at these storage units, all this thing? But I told my daughter, I said, I need to get you keys to the storage unit because boom, 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 you know, in case something happens. So I did tell her, but I just didn't tell her where yet. So that's good. That's good. That's, you know, things to talk about. Okay. So we're going to hear this commercial at Charles Burgov Rendezvous Restaurant.
So we hear from the hotel that the best restaurant in the neighborhood is Rendezvous Charcoal Ribs. Now, it's on an alley that's not on the street, but there's a 700-seat restaurant right here. So are there really 700 seats down here?
Downstairs is 450, upstairs 350.
Oh, and how long have you been working here?
50 years.
50 years?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, all right.
So are they good people?
Grand people.
And do you eat here?
Yes.
And what's your favorite?
Ribs.
Okay, good. We're going to try it.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Okay.
All right.
That's-
So we're with John Virgos, and you are the owner of Rendezvous Restaurant. You're in an alley, and 700 seats in this underground restaurant.
Let me preface that. My brother and sister and I are the owners.
Okay.
And my father started it. And yes, we're in an alley in a basement.
Charles Virgos, that sounds Greek?
It is Greek.
Yeah,
it is Greek.
Great Greek salad.
Oh, thank you. We appreciate it. It's my mother's recipe. We are in a basement in an alley, and
it's named after your dad,
right? Charlie Virgos's Rendezvous. We had it renamed a few years ago, and you know, it wasn't any marketing strategy to cause that. What happened is after the war, he and his brother-in-law started a diner, and there really wasn't enough business for all the families to eat out of it, and so he said that, look, you keep the diner, They couldn't get out of the lease, and I'll go in the basement and figure something out. So what they did is that he came down here and kind of cleaned it up and started hanging different things, just whatever he could pick up.
There's things everywhere in all these rooms.
There are things everywhere.
It's very interesting.
Probably 50,000 items.
We've got shots here of George Bush. Did he dine here, or did you serve him?
We've served George Bush. We served Bill Clinton. We served Barack Obama. We served Al Gore.
Wow.
We served Mick Jagger. Justin Timberlake. So,
you're a very famous restaurant.
Well,
whose are the recipes for the ribs?
Well, what happened is originally it was just a tavern. It was an 80-seat tavern, and my dad was serving ham and cheese sandwiches. He found this old coal chute, and he sealed it up and started trying to grill different things. And being Greek, you know, Greeks base pretty much everything with lemon or vinegar, salt, pepper, oregano, and garlic. And so he was trying these different things, and they tasted okay, but he went down to New Orleans in the early 50s and kind of got into the chili powders and the cayenne peppers and the paprikas and all that. So when he got back to Memphis, he kind of took the Greek seasoning and the Cajun seasonings and mixed them together, and hence the Rendezvous seasoning that some people call dry rub, and some people call our ribs dry ribs, which I've hated that expression because we never call them that, because I don't think it's an accurate description of our ribs. I think our ribs are juicy, and dry ribs, which we really invented, not to brag, but dry ribs are what other people do to their ribs to try to copy what we do.
Well, don't change the recipe.
Well, we're not. We're not planning on it.
Thank you very much.
We enjoyed having you down.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Over 70 years of experience out of Memphis, Tennessee. Go to Do It All in the Mall and find your yummy and delectable food shops under stores in the food and drink section of Do It All in the Mall, which you can browse while listening to any of our shows. When you shop, we earn a commission on qualified purchases, which goes back into the community. Those ribs look good. They look so good. So let's marinate on those ribs a minute while I play a portion of a clip from Dave Ramsey of the Ramsey Show on why is term insurance better than whole life insurance.
Natalie is with us in Baltimore. Hi, Natalie. How are you?
Hi, Dave. How are you?
Better than I deserve. What's up?
Well, I was just tuning into your show not too long ago, and you were speaking about life insurance and how whole life is absolute junk.
Mm-hmm.
I never understood how or why that is necessary or true.
Okay.
I believed that whole life was better, and I started out seeking whole life, and so I ended up buying a policy for each of my three kids, and I have a universal policy for my mom,
mm-hmm.
and the policies I have for my three kids, One is, it's called a whole a tempe, where you pay it for 10 years and it's paid up.
Yep.
And so I did that with my oldest daughter, and she has a policy. It's only $15,000 or $20,000 for her.
Yeah, it's a standard kid policy. Yeah. The reason you believe
and
this
then,
is what you it's what you've been sold. Okay. But let's walk through it for a minute. Okay.
Okay.
There's two kinds of insurance, as you mentioned. There's cash value insurance and there's term insurance. All right. Term insurance,
okay,
on average runs about 1/20th the cost of whole life or cash value insurance. In other words, you could have bought that same policy instead of spending $100, you'd buy a month or whatever it was. Let's use $100 to be an example. Then you'd spend $5 a month. So what does the extra $95 that you're going to, what does it go to? Okay. Well, it goes.
Okay. So what does that go to? Dimitri, can you explain that? what he's talking about? Excuse me.
Yeah. So what happens is when you pay for whole life insurance, let's suppose you do pay $100, a portion of that goes into the savings account that they said that you would get, and the other remaining goes to the face amount or death benefit, the life insurance as we call it. Now the problem with this, and he goes a little bit deeper, is that he says what I've already said, which is great that we sound alike, right? But he says and talks about how, you know, by law, you pay for two things, but you only get one. That's like you paying for a two-piece suit, but you just walking out with the jacket. Well, forget that. That's like you going to Popeye's and you ask for a breast and wings, and they only give you a wing. You know?
And now you know
you
those are fighting
are
words.
You going to
buck
a you. You see what I'm saying? You going to buck a you, sit back in line, and be like, no, where's my breast? Because I ordered a two-piece breast and wing. You just gave me a wing. Like, where's the rest of it? Oh, no. You only get the wing. And you know what? That's exactly what they do to us. Oh, no. You don't get that. We keep this. You get that. That's your portion right there is the wing. We're going to keep the breast. I know you paid for a two-piece, but you want to go ahead and eat off that wing. Yeah, how about that? Man, I just thought of that. That's amazing. But it's so true. That's exactly how they screw us over, man. Yeah, you go take that. It's okay. You can nibble off of that little piece of wing. Figure it out how to survive off of a wing. That's what they say. Because when you think about it, yeah, let that reminisce in your spirit, right? Because when you think about it, what is a $15,000 or $20,000 or $25,000 policy going to do for a family? Like, how long will that last after you pay for the funeral?
Correct. Because a funeral is, what, $10,000 plus these days?
Absolutely. So that's $10,000. Don't let them have medical bills outstanding. Don't let them have credit card bills outstanding. Don't let them own a house. Hello. You can say don't let them have a car loan. So then how is that
or anything
to
else?
Because creditors get paid first.
Exactly. They take all that stuff off. They take it's like they take the cream off of the top of a cupcake, and then they just give you the cupcake. It's like, I wanted the cream. That's what I paid for was the cream. The cupcake. Interesting.
Right. The icing. Where's my icing? That's what makes the cupcake. Otherwise, this is dry. I want my icing.
True.
You know? That's the thing. You've never heard of anybody. Here's all the, I don't want to say lies. Here's all the misconceptions that they tell us. Number one, you'll be able to send your kids to college. Well, think about that. The African-American community, I was going to hit on this, I'm probably in the next two sessions, but the African-American community has one of the largest amount of debts for student loans in proportion to our counterpartners with free money and all of that, right? And so it's like
that part.
Here it is, we're already a population and culture that has so much student loan debt, but yet you said and you told our parents and grandparents that this whole life policy was going to be able to send the kids to college. Show me a kid that went to college off of a whole life policy.
I mean, what was it?
That's a
community college, or was it online school?
You're so funny. You see what I'm saying?
I'm just saying.
So that's the first thing they told us. The next thing they told us is, when you turn 65, oh my gosh, all that money that's been going into that savings account, oh my God, it's gonna grow to X amount of dollars, and you're gonna be able to retire.
Live and retire.
Retire. Mm-hmm. That's what they said. You know? Who has retired off a whole life policy?
Not me.
But this is what they told us, and this is definitely what they told our grandparents. And so we bought into that. Here's the thing about the law. It's interesting. See, that's why I encourage people to just go get your life insurance license just so that you can have it. And it's amazing what you learn and what's on the test. It is on the test. It is legal. It's crazy. It is on the test how if the agent shows you, it's called an illustration, shows you the illustration of what your money could grow to over that period of time, the illustration is, by law, is not a part of the contract. So they can say that, hey, Inez, when you retire and you're going to be 65, this money is going to grow to $2 million, $1 million, $500,000. They can say whatever they want, show it to you. But by law, that illustration that they show you is not a part of the contract. But guess why most people, especially blacks and browns, guess why most of us got whole life insurance? Because I got it when I was 18 because I did what my mom did. So I got it.
Right.
You got State Farm, I got State Farm until I knew differently and got a license. So
right.
We do because we do what we're taught, and that's what they teach us. Is she can only teach me what she knew, right? So it's
correct.
Like, here it is. You have all of that going on, and it's just amazing that they can say whatever, show us whatever, and we say, yes, I want that type of policy because we believe that that money was going to grow to what they showed us. But the law comes in and say, oh, well, whatever the agent showed you, that's not a part of the contract. Because, see, now we can't go sue them and say, well, you said that this money was going to grow to X amount of dollars. Ain't that something?
Cause so basically what you're saying to the people or the masses, if it's not written down in the contract, it is null and void, correct?
Absolutely.
If it's just an illustration, it's like
absolutely.
Talking out the top of your head saying, I have a pipe dream out here, and if you believe that, sign here on the dotted line. I have a London Bridge that I could sell you, you know. It's visualize it. You know, you get a piece of the dream, but if it's not on this paper, it's not worth Google. Correct? Okay.
Correct.
Okay.
And think about what you said. It's not on the paper because if anybody goes and pulls, how about that? Homework assignment. If anybody goes and pulls their whole life insurance policy, you will not be able to find that illustration, that pipe dream that the agent sold you, or how much money was going to grow in that little cash value account. In fact, I challenge you to call the company and ask them two questions, just two. Number one, how much money do I have in my cash value account?
Okay.
And number two, when I die, does my beneficiary get the life insurance money, the cash value, or both? And they will tell you they will get the death benefit, the life insurance money. So if by law they have to tell you that because they have to tell you the truth. So they will tell you on the phone that they will only get the death benefit. And if you ask the third question, then they know they about to get in trouble. But the third question will be, wait a minute. If I only get the death benefit, then who keeps the cash value? Right. And they'll say, oh, we retain it. Oh, we retain it. Oh. So then it's not your money then.
So why am I paying all this thing in this.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
Exactly.
And it's, you know,
that's
for retention. I'm not retaining your services.
Well,
I'm paying them mine so I can have it for later. And the you
correct.
See the illustrations are just like, for example, you know, it's like an IE or for an example. If,
yep.
for example, correct me if I'm wrong.
That's no, you are absolutely right.
For example.
And I'm going to say that when I talk to a new client tomorrow. it's for example. I like that, you know,
mm-hmm.
because
for,
it's not a
know,
part of the contract.
That
I like pipe dream.
Right.
That's what they sold us. They sold us the pipe
mm-hmm.
dream. We believed it, and we signed on the dotted line thinking that if we put this money away with this company,
right.
that it was going to pay off for us. That it was going to be able to take care of the mortgage when we died, that it was going to send our kids to college, that it was going to be able to retire us and not have to go back to work for pay. And that is not what happened. We know it's not what happened because look at everybody still working at 65.
Hello. That is for sure. And that's sad. That is so sad. You think it's like, if I would have known such and such earlier, I wouldn't have done that. Or if I would have been educated, I wouldn't, if they hadn't sold me the pipe dream, I wouldn't, you know, put my water in the pipe dream.
Yeah.
Or down that pipeline. Wow. This is good information because a lot of people, like you say, for example, as you say, they don't know that. They, you know, they don't know that. And that, y'all, that's why we have people like Savitri coming to us. So that we don't get sold that pipe dream. We get sold the real dream, something tangible, something that we can hold on to at the time that we retire. So let's, you know, get Ms. Savitri some, what do you want to call it, some clients because she will do you right. She won't sell you, you know, row your boat gently down the dream. Not stream, but dream. Because it's all going to go away when you go, that's good information. That is so good information. You have any other information you want to, you know, put in our hands or, you know, insight into our minds?
Well, that's it for now. I will say, please don't cancel any policies right now. You want to make sure that you get a new policy in place first. Before you cancel
mm-hmm.
a policy, okay, to make sure that you are truly insurable, all right? So we don't want you to leave what you got and then can't get nothing, right? Because something, even if it is whole life, something is definitely better than nothing, okay? So be mindful of that. And then, hey, listen, let's save the next generation, right? So who do you love and care about that needs to know about this information? Yeah, you're saying I wish I would have known, but who else needs to know? What about your children? What about your nieces? What about your nephews, right? Your cousins, like your coworkers, your church members, like don't be selfish. Don't be selfish.
Correct.
We got to help save everybody. Everybody can go win. Everybody can become financially independent.
And that's that generational wealth, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And we're going
one
to talk
of the
about
biggest
that one
ways
day?
To transfer wealth is through life insurance. As soon as the coronavirus hit, I mean like on March 13th when the shutdown happened, I immediately went online and I added another $250,000 to my policy. Immediately. I said, you're not going to catch me slipping.
Right. See, and so, you know, I guess everybody has a different amount that they pay into. I mean, you know, because some people could be $20, could be an extra $30, $10 or whatever. But, hey, if you have that extra money lying around, invest it in yourself and in your future. You know, do the right thing.
The thing about when I said I got another $250,000 worth of life insurance, right? So it's like when you're getting term insurance, it is so cheap. Like, I'm like, come on now, especially like with my single moms. I'm like, look, we can do $25 a pay. You can't tell me you don't have $50 for us to get you a six-figure policy. Like, get out of here.
Oh, no.
Like, I see
no,
your nails.
I don't have
that's
that.
$50, $70.
I was just getting ready to say that. I don't have that because I have to get my nails done, my lips done,
right.
My eyelashes, my, you know,
they
gotta,
gotta get their lashes.
Add this,
no,
what?
They gotta get lashes.
No. No, and the hair and the extensions and the nails and the manis and the petties. Okay, what's more important? Now, I'm paying for this money now. I need to, you know. Okay, so you got 12 baby's kids. What you going to do about them?
You're so funny. I mean, I've just always been very honest, right? Very real, very
That's
honest
good.
With people. And I just ask questions, right? Like, how much, hey, it's the three C's, like we talked about at the beginning of the call, and we'll end it with that.
Correct.
Like, if a person ever says, oh, I don't have money for life insurance, I always say, oh, okay, well, talk to me about this. How much do you pay for your car insurance? How much do you pay for your cable? How much do you pay for your cell phone? And how much do you pay for your life insurance? You see what I'm saying? So I'm not understanding. Yeah, how you have money for these things, but you don't have money to make sure that your children, not mine, your children, can still eat and have clothes after you're gone.
Yes, be taken care of.
I don't understand that.
Because
if they depend on you solely now, what, they don't need you when you're gone? So you don't want them to eat a year from now, 2 years from help me understand that. How that works. You the mother. You carried this child for 9-10 months.
Right.
I just don't accept those excuses, because you could go another 2 weeks before you get a filling to make sure you pay for this $40 life insurance policy. Get out of here. $40, $20 a pay. You work a full-time job. There's no reason. Bring a bag lunch. You can do it. For you to be able to get $100,000 worth of coverage, please.
Tell me how you really feel.
Absolutely.
But you got to be passionate.
I refuse to accept it. And that's why part of the condition, so I'm going to let you know now, y'all talking about trying to be clients, let me tell you now, part of the condition is, hey, we Facebook friends. Because, see, I'm going to be on your Facebook looking to see what you're doing Friday night. Don't tell me you don't have no money. Because I just saw what you did last Friday.
Wow. I'm blocking you.
Because we got to become financially independent. You see what I'm saying?
We do.
And so you can't expect what you don't expect. And you got to have accountability in every area of your life. And so because I know that you may think that you need that new pair of shoes, I got to make sure you don't go shopping on Friday because you got an extra. No, we don't got no extra. Put it in a Roth IRA. You see what I'm saying? My clients know until we have $10,000, and I'll talk about this on the next call, $10,000 in a savings account, like, we can't be doing all this stuff other people do. I say that's what they do. That's why they're going to be broke. You can't do what they do or you're going to get the result they got.
You can't be like the Joneses.
The Joneses are broke, have filed for bankruptcy, and are on a COVID relief packet trying to save their house. That's what the Joneses have done right now. And they have about $15,000 of credit card debt.
No,
but they
do
got 75-inch screen TVs, though. They do got that, though.
Okay, 75-inch TVs.
Oh, yeah, they got that. They don't got no life insurance, though, but they do have TVs.
They
got
to watch their games, got to watch their soaps, their Atlanta Housewives, the Orange County Housewives, the Manhattan Housewives, this house. No, Thank you for explaining to Lucy the term insurance, whole life insurance, and, you know, how you got insurance from your job that you don't really get to have or keep, I should say, after you're gone off the job. That's gone. It's just like you are cut. All ties are cut. All ties are cut. And I wish I would have known that, you know, because I've been working after 11 years, 11 and a half years, is totally different. You don't know these things until you get into this situation. And a lot of times it's too late. It's just too late. It's just too late. Well, thank you, Ms. Savitri Crenshaw. And she can be found under the client carousel on the homepage of Do It All in the Mall. We thank you, thank you, thank you. And for next topic in 2 weeks, Think Wealth, Let's Prosper, Leaving a Legacy with an Emergency Fund. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And until next time, I'm going to take us out on some commercials and then do my little ditty that I usually do. And so thank you so much. Until we meet again, and we have tomorrow, we have Why Does Love Hurt with Stephanie Lott. Thursday, we have Hanging Out with Sergeant Parks, Above the Law, I think it's something like that, or Am I Above the Law? We're going to be talking about, I believe, Trump and how he's going to be sued by the NAACP. We got a full week of stuff, and Friday is Vitiligo Friday with Perry Whaley. Vitiligo Man of Action out of Atlanta. So let's hit these commercials. So as I say, let's get paid, and then we'll take us out. Thank you again so much.
Thank you so much for having me. Can't wait to do it again.
And I can't wait to have you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the education.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. Who among us doesn't love a great dinner at our favorite restaurant? These days, that's easier said than done. But what if I told you could get top-tier restaurant-quality food from local sources in the safety and convenience of your own home? I'm proud to tell you, Farmers and Fishermen is ready to serve.
We are a Greater Atlanta home delivery service that supplies the finest fresh meats, seafood, specialty items from different pantries and delectables that we deliver to the consumer's home. Prior to March 16th, we supplied the finest 125 restaurants in Greater Atlanta with steak and seafood. And then what we ended up doing is, in response to COVID-19, I pivoted the business to also add home delivery service. We have a delivery system, we have a reach to thousands of consumers, but what we also understand is that a lot of small farmers or chefs who are preparing specialty items, they may have the best products, but they don't have a way to get it to the consumer. So what we've done is we've worked with them where we're aggressively promoting their products. And I take great pride in keeping as many people working as possible. I've always been fanatical on food safety, safe handling, safe procedures. When COVID-19 came about, what we did is we said, let's design the model to the exact way that a consumer would want. Our drivers call the customer beforehand and we confirm where does he want the delivery. We may deliver it right on their steps. Everything we do as far as masks for our drivers, gloves for our drivers, our extensive testing of our employees, the things that we do, we're trying to be fanatical about it. The average price per plate on the protein is extremely affordable. So you get to enjoy the finest products that would be available in Atlanta restaurants, you get to enjoy it in your home. So a consumer can either, one, go onto our website, www.farmersandfishermen.com. On our website, they can go in, place in the orders, we'll call back, we'll do a confirmation, and we're delivering the next day. Or alternatively, they can talk to our operators, and many of our operators are longtime chefs that can help them navigate our selection. And we're delivering next day delivery 6 days a week in Greater Atlanta. And here's the neatest thing, especially by working through Trustdale. All someone has to do, place an order, see it. If they're not happy, we're gonna make it completely right.
Did you know that Charles Feltman invented the hot dog right here in Coney Island? One thing my dad and I agree upon is that Feltman's of Coney Island is the best tasting hot dog. Feltman's hot dogs are all beef, all natural, with no nitrates added, so they're safe for kids to eat. Feltman's hot dogs are the best hot dogs I have ever had in my entire life. Finally, something that kids and grown-ups can agree upon. You can find Feltman's at Fairway, King's, Balducci, Stop & Shop, Big Y in Connecticut, and ship nationwide at feltmansofconeyisland.com.
And both of these, Farmers and Fishermen, home food delivery in Atlanta area and Coney Island, New York, Feltman's of Coney Island, I should say, can be found in the food and drink section under the stores tab on the homepage of Do It All in the Mall, but the best in the New York area. Yum. And that farmers and fishermen, I saw some salmon, and oh my goodness, it looks so fresh. Dude, All in the Mall does not own the rights to any of the music or commercials you heard on the radio broadcast today. Ooh, so as we return, thank you to Ms. Savitri Crenshaw, our investment specialist on Think Wealth, Let's Prosper on tonight's topic, Leaving a Legacy with Life Insurance, Term Life, Whole Life versus what we get off the job. And, of course, to our Do It All in the Mall listeners, we look forward to you joining us as we are back in a couple of weeks on the topic, as I stated earlier, Let's Prosper, Leaving a Legacy with an Emergency Fund. You are welcome to go to the homepage under Let's Do It Radio and find all of our speakers and visit and listen to all of our episodes at your leisure while shopping and do it all in the mall. You've been listening to Let's Do It Radio down on the homepage of Do It All in the Mall, as well as our past shows. And Do It All in the Mall is a secure 24/7 online shopping mall providing over 5,000 of your favorite stores, as well as stores you may not be familiar with. And we are adding on a daily basis. So if you have a store out there that you know you don't find in the store, contact us and we'll be happy to add it. You can shop for anything you need and find great listening entertainment all in the comfort of wherever you may be. And when you shop through the mall, guess what? We earn a commission on qualified purchases, which goes back to our communities and not to our pockets. But in order for us to earn that commission, you have got to shop. And the more you shop, the more funds you build up and are able to return to your community where your money matters. So shop with us and at the same time, change lives and make lives matter. You can make that difference nationwide as well as worldwide. We stretch out over the whole world, but we can't be successful without each and every one of you. So please shop and support us. Make Do It All in the Mall your shopping headquarters. And maybe you like what you hear or, you know, want to keep Do It All in the Mall on the air. Well, that's good as long as you listen. And there is a donate button on the homepage of Do It All in the Mall if you want to donate to our cause and help us as well. And how about being a guest? Or maybe you might have a topic you want to discuss one of our shows. You can contact us as well by sending an email to doitallinthemall@yahoo.com or complete the contact us information on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com. Or, of course, you know, the old-fashioned way works this as well. And we could be reached at 509-406-6920 or at 813-900-7911. And if you have a business you would love to advertise with Let's Do It Radio, our one-time initial setup fee is $240 with a recurring $20 monthly fee. So please Skype, tune in, listen, or talk with us during these show times. On Tuesdays, we have retired teacher Janet Schwartz, Keeping History Alive, and we have alternating with her, as you heard this evening, Ms. Savitri Crenshaw, our investment specialist, and her times are different, and that's 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, and 9 p.m. Eastern. Wednesdays, we have Reverend Carolyn McCullough teaching from the Bible, alternating with tomorrow, Ms. Stephanie Lott, Why Does Love Hurt? At 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, and 8 p.m. Central, and 9 p.m. Eastern. Thursdays, we have Hanging Out with Sergeant Parks and Keeping It Real with Black People. Fridays, this Friday, we have Perry Whaley, Vitiligo Man of Action, Vibin with Vitiligo. Sunday service, you can hear Reverend Carolyn McCullough, along with her guest speakers, which we alternate pastors throughout Sundays. And to call in or Skype during those days, the number is 845 241 9985, and those start times are 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central, and 6 p.m. Eastern. So please share this information with your friends, social media, Instagram, Tumblr, Twitter. Spread the word. The bigger the crowd, the broader the spectrum, and the more money that we can donate throughout our country and throughout our communities. So we're going to close out with For the Love of Money with the OJs, and we want to thank all of you for listening to Let's Do It Radio through Do It All in the Mall, found on the homepage. This has been your hostess for the evening, Miss Inez of Anais Falco Designs, broadcasting to you out of Tampa, Florida, and Miss Subdetrieve Crenshaw from D.C., broadcasting out of Atlanta as well. So have a blessed night, and please be safe, but be yourself, and most of all, just do it all in the mall.
Money, the root of all evil. Do funny things. Happy Black History Month. We may have all seen pictures where we have come together to march and riot in protest for Black Lives Matter. So I'm going to help you by giving you an idea of how to make Black Lives Matter, and make our community grow by keeping wealth in our communities. Yes, I'm talking about doitallinthemall.com. There is no membership to shop. It is free to shop. It brings power back to our communities instead of our money empowering other communities. You still get to shop at all of your favorite stores. But because you're shopping through Do It All in the Mall, the commission we receive from our retailers who are a part of the website, we put it back into our communities so we can meet some of our people's needs. So if you really want to make a difference and not just talk about Black Lives Matter, let's make our lives matter. Join us at doitallinthemall.com, and let's do this. Make this the year a year you will do all your shopping through doitallinthemall.com, and be sure to visit our Afrocentric section which has 48 black-owned business and products. Yes, we have reached over 5,000 stores. More stores are added daily. You can order all your apparel, even your beauty products, business, employment, education, fabrics and craft, financial, food and drinks, games and tech, home and goods, international, medical products, medical CBD, hemp THC products, outdoor, pets, religious and funerals, sports, travel and toys, Uber, DoorDash, Fiverr, even Pizza Hut, Safeway, Kroger's. As I said, we have everything and what we don't have, just let us know by sending us a contact form. Use the chat box on the homepage. Thank you. If you like this video, please give us a thumbs up by clicking like.
A dog hit me.